From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Republican gubernatorial candidate and Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox has picked up a big endorsement. Governor Gary Herbert. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
Utah's next governor will be tasked with helping the state recover from the COVID-19 economic crisis. And Herbert thinks Cox is the best candidate for the job. Herbert said in a statement, quote, "Spencer helped me lead our economy into the most prosperous period in state history. I trust him to do it again." Herbert opted not to endorse his former boss, John Huntsman. He served as lieutenant governor during Huntsman's administration. According to a recent poll by UtahPolicy.com and KUTV, Cox is the favorite among likely Republican primary voters and leads Huntsman by 7 points. The primary election is June 30th and will be conducted entirely by mail, except for San Juan County. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The Republican primary race for Utah's 4th congressional district is shaping up to be a tight one, with former NFL player Burgess Owens in the lead. That's according to a new poll released today by UtahPolicy.com and KUTV. Owens leads the pack with support from 38% of likely GOP primary voters. Former KSL radio talk show host Jay McFarland comes in second with 28%, and 23% of voters say they favor State Representative Kim Coleman. But the survey's margin of error is 8%. The district is one of the most Republican districts in the nation to be represented by a Democrat, Congressman Ben McAdams. It's a high priority for national Republicans to flip. The Utah Inland Port Authority released its business plan today for the distribution hub planned for Salt Lake County's northwest corner. It includes incentivizing electric vehicle use and encouraging the building of satellite ports throughout the state. The Port Authority's executive director, Jack Hedge, says they'll collaborate with businesses and the public to reach their goals.
It will address the issues that we all care about, the Great Salt Lake, air quality, community input, our neighborhoods.
But the port's critics want more specifics. In a press release, a coalition opposing the development says the plan lacks details about environmental impacts. The Port Authority Board will meet next week to discuss the plan. Public comment for the plan opens today. More than 6,500 Utahans ended their unemployment claims last week. That's according to new numbers released today by the Department of Workforce Services. Still, more than 6,200 people applied for traditional unemployment, and about 2,600 gig workers and self-employed people filed for benefits as well. Utah health officials also announced today the state has now had nearly 7,900 confirmed cases of COVID-19, and two more people have died, bringing the state's total to 92. Utah's Republican U.S. Senators Mike Lee and Mitt Romney are asking the Department of Justice to investigate Planned Parenthood affiliates who received loans from the Federal CARES Act and economic stimulus package. The two senators say the nonprofit organization employs too many people to be eligible, and the CARES Act was, quote, not designed to give government funds to politicized partisan abortion providers. Planned Parenthood said in a statement that some independent affiliates applied and met the criteria for loans. Utah Business Revival, a group of small business owners pushing the state to reopen, planned to hold an in-person concert in Kaysville at the end of the month. Even though the city's mayor supported it, the city council pushed back on the idea. The group announced today the concert will now happen in Grantsville in Tooele County. But County Commissioner Sean Milne says he was surprised to hear that.
In today's environment, we're going to have an additional layer of concern. The hosting an event of the kind of magnitude we're hearing the organizers would like this to turn into.
Even though the event is planned to happen on private property, Milne says the organizers will still have to get permits. Heading into Memorial Day weekend, gas prices in Utah have started to climb, with the average price of a gallon of fuel in the state sitting around $2.14. That's according to data from AAA. Just a week ago, gas would cost you about $1.99. Despite the recent increase in costs, it's still more than a dollar cheaper than it was a year ago. Garfield County in southern Utah has the highest average, with gas costing about $2.28. And Sevier County, north of Garfield, has the state's lowest price at $2.02 a gallon. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.